The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Free Talk Live is a show where you can bring up anything that's on your mind as we kick off the third hour of tonight's program. If you missed a minute of the show, never fear, you can hear it online. Just go to freetalklive.com and get hooked up with the archive of the show, which will be up later tonight, usually around like 11 o'clock Eastern time, about an hour after the live show ends. And if you're wanting some entertainment in the meantime, check out any of our most recent seven shows right up at the top of the website. The week's worth of archives are right there for you for free to access conveniently. And you can go even further back in the archives on our SoundCloud page or at archives.freetalklive.com. All right. And 855-450-FREE is the number to call if you want to talk to us tonight, bring up anything that's on your mind, or you can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. And right now, I think we're actually going to go to Skype because Nathan's been patiently waiting on the line. Hey, Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. So I thought it was interesting that Dave called because the issue I wanted to raise is kind of related to that, this idea of like how you view yourself versus viewing others. And Stephanie, I know you've talked about this a lot, this people who kind of sublimate their own needs, the desires of others.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's a problem that everybody has sometimes, you know, like kind of putting others ahead of themselves.
Yeah.
Doing this self-sacrificial thing.
It's easy to do.
Right. So the specific topic I wanted to talk about was the Fields Medal in mathematics, and it's kind of like the Nobel Prize of math. And so the same things I'm going to say apply to the Nobel Prize, too. It was a woman just won it for the first time this year.
I heard about that, yeah.
An Iranian named Maryam Mirzakhani. What a lot of people don't know, though, is that there was a Russian man named Perelman who, like 8 years ago, also won the Fields Medal, and he declined it because quote, "I'm not interested in money or fame. I don't want to be on display like an animal in a zoo," unquote.
Wow, that sounds like something a reclusive math genius might say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to totally respect it, but I would run right in there and take that medal. Here, let me get it for you, pal.
Okay, so I was curious.
Okay.
Okay, well, he also declined $1 million. I'm sure Mark wouldn't turn that down.
Well, at the very least, if you're going to take $1 million, give it to something that's worth giving it to. You know, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, if you don't want it for yourself, sure, you could give it to someone else that might use it.
Now, maybe the best people is the organization that hands out this medal to have it, in which case leaving it with them is a fine thing to do.
So what intrigues me about this, and I'll admit maybe he's just a reclusive genius or whatever, but it does seem like there's this culture in academia and science and whatever that like prestige is all, and if you can you know, get more reputation by doing this, then your career will do better. And you know, it's like I read the words of one Nobel Prize winner. He was saying it's like a magical change. The day before I was just Professor so-and-so going to work. Today I'm a celebrity, or like today everyone is eager to meet me. And
yeah,
I don't know. I wonder, is that your experience, Stephanie, in what you saw when you were in school? Did there seem to be this focus on reputation and prestige above all else to some extent?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's spot on, Nathan. Like, totally. There's a lot, even in the world of science. I guess you could even say maybe it's worse in science because, like, potentially people's lives are on the line if they're creating cures for stuff. But yeah, everybody wanted to be a rock star scientist, because when you're a rock star, not only do you get fame, which a lot of scientists want, they want it, maybe not fame, but at least like acknowledgement. Like they want people to know who they are and appreciate their work and recognize that they made a contribution to the world. And who doesn't want that to some extent? But some people really get a lot of that recognition, and then they kind of play on it. They do PR, they put out press releases, they do a certain amount of like putting out a website and putting out a public face to the world. And, you know, you could make the argument that they get more recognition and more publicity for their research because of that, and they get more grant money from the government, perhaps. That's always been one of my biggest critiques, is that the government funds pretty much all academic research, and even with private companies, so-called, they're often getting government grants to do certain types of research, and often the incentives become just to get more grants, not necessarily to do useful research, but just to keep on getting these grants and, like, perpetuating your existence. But there's also this culture in academia of, like, humbleness is a virtue. You know, like, you want the fame and you want the recognition, or most scientists do want the fame and the recognition, but you're not really supposed to acknowledge that. You're supposed to pretend like you're so humble and you're giving other people all this credit, but really you're enjoying the fame, like, very secretly if you get recognition for your stuff. That's kind of how it is, and everybody kind of just passes around these accolades in a circle. You know, everybody's acknowledging other people.
That's what success is, right? Like, success is being acknowledged for what you do, and for a lot of people. And, you know, I get it. I love going to Liberty Forum and Pork Fest because essentially that's what it's like for me there. I get a little small level of success without people following me around and bothering me. I don't get any of that, and that's awesome, right? Like, this is exactly the way you want to have it. It's, hey, Mark, hey, how you doing? Like, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
and
it's not like you're
really
walking
nice
down the street with people crowding around you asking for your autograph.
Right. I mean, you know, that's like the Beatles or whatever it was like for those guys. Or maybe Justin Bieber's might be a good example today. You know, they can't walk down the street without being mobbed. Obviously nothing like that for me, thank goodness.
I blame Plato, and thus I blame Western civilization for the whole damn thing. And I find it interesting that a Russian is the one that actually bucked the whole trend, because he would be from the East. So I think there is this obsession with, you know, being recognized as a philosopher king. I think that, and that's what the entire academic structure is pretty much based on Francis Bacon's New Atlantis, and that is entirely based upon Neoplatonism, and all of this stuff, all of it, all this, you know, lifestyle obsession that everybody goes crazy about comes from that. And whether it's right or wrong, that's something people need to be willing to explore. But nobody in this country, and certainly most of the world, wants to question Western civilization for 2 seconds, unfortunately, except for a mathematician that happened to walk away.
You know, it's interesting because I guess years ago, maybe like pre-1990s, libertarianism or the liberty movement was a lot more academic, you know, because like people like Murray Rothbard and Hans Hermann Hoppe or whatever, they all became professors because that was how you spread ideas at the time before the internet, you know, like Murray Rothbard was a professor. And he thought that was the way that he could basically reach the most people. But of course, now that's changed. And, you know, I'm sure it must have been interesting for, like, what must it have been like to be Murray Rothbard and to be, like, the only person who had these radical ideas in your department, and everybody else probably refused to eat lunch with him? I mean, like,
well,
I'm sure.
Well, supposedly his advisor kept his PhD on hold for 8 years, and he only got it because the guy had snuck off somewhere and, jumped in and got it defended and passed.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I don't doubt that for a minute. It's scary to be an outlier. Even though you're supposed to have this protection of tenure or whatever within the academic setting, it's supposed to be something that encourages academic freedom, right, where you can be free to explore radical ideas without threat of retaliation. But actually, it ends up, like, creating a lot of conformity, the whole tenure system, because everybody's trying and scrambling to get it and has to kind of fall in line before that.
Sure,
point.
The right answer is the answer that your professor wants you to give, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What else? What would the other answer possibly be?
But now, as these days, the libertarian movement, I guess, has become way less academic, I would say. Like, there are still the academics out there, but they're a little older generally. And a lot of celebritarians, for lack of a better word, are just, you know, they've got YouTube channels or blogs.
Yep.
And they do a lot of self-promotion. You know, do you notice that? Like, there are definitely some people I can think of that very heavily promote themselves.
Successfully.
Successfully, right, yeah. And it works.
I wish Free Talk Live was better at it.
Is it a good or a bad thing? I mean, because did the academia...
It's effective, whatever it is.
Sure, because did the academia solve anything? I mean, that's always my argument, is that, look, if libertarianism as it is taught it was such a grand idea, it should have already won 50 years ago, you know, with Human Action or something, praxeology.
I agree. I think the internet is helping the ideas of liberty reach way more people. What about you, Nathan? Final thoughts?
I'll have to check out Neo Atlantis. That's interesting.
Cool,
Nathan.
I've
never heard someone challenge all of Western civilization.
I'll be the first.
Thank you for the call tonight. This is Free Talk Live, the Sunday show. We're coming up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on a love connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, they just cover it. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And 855-450-3733 is our phone number, sponsored by ProXPN. Or you can call us on Skype at lrn.fm. Bring up anything that's on your mind.
Just 1 week from now, I will be in Houston for the first annual Marijuana Investment Conference. Now, this isn't the sort of event where you're going to go see people who are selling glass pipes and, you know, those kind of things. This is
I'm just picturing all these businessmen in suits. We came all this way for a glorified head shop?
Not that. This is, you know, investors meeting with business people in the new and burgeoning nation field of marijuana. It's recreational in Washington and Colorado. It's medical in about half of the states in the country. You can't deny the field's wide open, and you'd be a fool to say that there's not going to be a lot of people to make a lot of money in this new wide open field. I'm kind of interested to see what's going to happen there, and I certainly want to be able to report back to you. So please come and join me if you're in the field in some way or want to be. It's at the Westin Houston Memorial City on September the 8th, bright and early. Register now, marijuanainvestmentconferences.com. It's marijuanainvestmentconferences.com. Use coupon code FTL when you register, and we'll have some FTL stuff for you there. Let me know when you do, too, just that way I can sort of count up the people who've registered that way. Coupon code FTL at marijuanainvestmentconferences.com.
I think it's an industry that's going to grow and not go up in smoke.
I really do both.
Well, that's funny. And how would they let you know? By emailing Mark at freetalklive.com?
Yeah, that's just let me know how it went through. Or if you're having any trouble registering or anything like that, I can take care of it.
Cool. Sounds good. All right, let's go to the phones where Robert is listening in Bellows Falls, Vermont. Hey, Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, long time no here.
Well, you haven't heard us for a while. We've been here doing the radio show.
Well, no, but I mean, it's been a while since I've called in, because I know you and Brian, you know, do the show on Sundays, and this is my favorite part of Free Talk Live, is listening to, you know, you and Brian, and then, of course, my friend Max, so.
Thank you so much, Robert. We really appreciate that. That's nice to hear.
I kind of want to switch the subject to something else, if I may. It's a really serious
subject.
I have a brother that has Asperger's syndrome.
Asperger's?
Yeah. And, I mean, he's my older brother, and you know, I love him very much, but I really, really have a hard time trying to get along with him. You know, and I wondered maybe if I could get some advice from you guys, or maybe some tools that might work with me to be able to help me to get along with him. I mean, he tries, you know, enroll me into, you know, the religion that he goes to. You know, he's always telling me that I'm wrong. You know, he thinks that he's smarter than anybody else. And he is intelligent for, you know, what it is, but it makes it very difficult for me to get along with him, and I'm just looking for some advice, some tools, you know, to work with him.
Yeah, well, I have to say, like, that does sound like it would create some friction in your relationship, but are those things that are specific to Asperger's syndrome, or is it just maybe that he's kind of dogmatic?
They're not unusual.
Yeah, because I was thinking, I know some people who try to convert me to their religion, and they don't have Asperger's syndrome, right? I think they're always right. What's that?
He definitely has it. He's been checked out, he definitely has it, but it's just, like I said, it's just really frustrating, you know?
Yeah, I hear you, Robert.
I'll shut up and you guys go ahead and talk.
Well, you know, I think something that would really help with anyone, and regardless really of their condition, because I think this is, like, trying to prove them wrong, I mean, people will just, like, keep throwing facts at you back and forth, and you can find facts on anything, or, you know, they'll just keep repelling. But I think the question to really ask somebody that's giving you a very hard, maybe a hard time, is asking them what they want. Like, what are they really trying to achieve? What do they want from you? And turning it into making the question not about like a, you know, a fact versus fact or a belief versus belief kind of conversation, but turning it into what exactly are the goals that both of you are trying to reach, or at least that he's trying to reach, because that's something that you can really respond to and that doesn't require like a knowledge of Christianity or a knowledge of some kind of factual business. You know what I mean? That's getting right to the core of what exactly, like, why do you, like when he says, you know, look, I want you to come to church. Well, why do you want me to do that? Well, I'm concerned about your soul. And then that's a conversation that can be had about how you feel about your own soul. I mean, even with somebody that has Asperger's syndrome, I've found that kind of conversation can really help. I've worked with people before that have that. And really, once you get down to the feelings of it, often enough, you can get something, or at least they'll end up just constantly repeating themselves, sure, but then at least it's not a fight.
I have a book suggestion from our caller, Nathan, who had just called in. He recommends a book called The Unwritten Rules of Social Relationships, Decoding Social Mysteries Through the Unique Perspectives of Autism, and it's by Dr. Temple Grandin and Sean Barron. And I guess the authors both have autism, but they've kind of learned to, you know, live in the social world, even though in spite of their Asperger syndrome or autism spectrum disorders. So, and the book is highly rated. It's got 74 reviews and it's almost 5 stars on Amazon. So that might be helpful.
Yeah, I have a nephew that's autistic, and that was the only way really even to get to the bottom of what he was, you know, what he was trying to do, what he was thinking, because he would just constantly say, no, I don't want to do that. No, no, you know, and all this stuff. And then if you just stopped and asked him why, you know, and what are you feeling? What are you wanting? And then he would respond with, it hurts, or something like that. And then you could actually get to the key of what he was trying to get at, and you really could solve it. Even with when he was really young, that worked. And so I see that as a key.
You know, people, it's hard for people to get along, and this is why.
Even without autism thrown in the mix, for sure.
And that's just, it's just one of those things. It's difficult. And so a person who is able to control the situation, to control the upset, to control the you know, what's going on, is you know, as far as, you know, the when people get these flare-ups of emotion, if you're able to control that in the other person, you win in life. And honestly, you don't have to be able to do it every time, just some of the time, and still do well in the situation. But it's going to happen. Personalities are going to conflict, and that's that.
Yeah, and then some personalities in particular are just more challenging. You know, I definitely hear that, like, when someone
I'm glad you see it that
right,
way, Stephanie.
Finally, someone understands these libertarians. No, I mean, seriously, one thing that people often accuse libertarians of is being Asperger-y, quote-unquote, like having some characteristics of almost like someone with Asperger's syndrome, because they're very logical, sometimes to the point where they don't pick up on social cues. And so, you know, maybe I don't mean to minimize your brother's situation, Robert, but I think those are our people. We feel them a lot. So hopefully this has helped, Robert. Thank you for calling in tonight. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733, the Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With 4, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition. Tonight, it's me, Stephanie, with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And mere moments remain of the show. We still got a couple segments to go, but if you want to squeeze your calls in, now's a great time to do it at 855-450-3733. That is, of course, the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line. And you can also call us on Skype by Skyping LRN.fm. And just want to let everyone know, I guess we talked about Brian's podcast a little earlier on the show. I am a voice actor. That's what I do besides Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is kind of my moonlight job, I guess you could say, on Sunday nights.
Certainly doesn't pay the bills.
No, but it's okay because I love to do it. And it allows me to talk to people like you every Sunday. But if you want to see what I do during the week, you can go to smvoice.info. I keep meaning to kind of update it and post more of my projects. I haven't updated it in a while. But you can find out a little bit about my voiceover business and the types of work that I do, and that's where to get in touch with me if you want to hire me to produce a commercial for you or an audiobook or a video narration or anything like that. So smvoice.info, and thank you very much for that. Mark?
Yeah, go to Buzzbox excuse me, go to coffee.freetalklive.com to get some free BuzzBox coffee. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica beans. This is a free pound of coffee. You pay the shipping. We'll send you a free pound. You sign up for a prescription, excuse me, a subscription program. It's not prescription coffee, subscription coffee.
That's right.
And you can cancel at any time. If you just want to get the pound of coffee and you don't want any more, that's fine. You can do that. But it is it's really great coffee. I drink it every day, and I think you're going to love it. It's coffee.freetalklive.com, and we're able to give a percentage of your subscription price there, and we're able to give it to people around the world through a microloan program. So, and then once it's paid off, we're able to give that money out again. So this is a really great way to keep on giving and really help people around the world. Instead of giving just a hand out, you're giving a hand up. These are the things that people need, whether it's a plow or restaurant equipment or a car. Who knows what they need in order to do whatever they do. But you can help them simply by getting your coffee, the best coffee you can get, by the way, and healthy coffee for you. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right. So 855-450-3733 is the number to call if you want to bring up anything that's on your mind tonight here on Free Talk Live. Steve is on the line in Missouri. Let's talk to him. Hey, Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi there. So we were talking about the we were talking about the ultimately, when it comes down to psychological diseases, they call them diseases. They aren't really diseases. You know, it's just something that somebody made up. Well, I mean, we could talk about any of them. Bipolar, you know.
I definitely am sympathetic to that argument because they're totally different. It's not like a biological disease where you can do a test and the test results will show, okay, this person is infected with this bacteria, or this person has this autoimmune disease, or whatever. You don't have that with mental illnesses. It's all kind of, well, you interview the person, and if a psychiatrist says they have 3 out of 5 of these symptoms, then they are diagnosed with the disease, and then they're given a drug that these drugs are just prescribed for all different kinds of psychiatric
diseases. Some people they work really great for. Other people, they kill themselves.
And honestly, it is kind of crazy because I would think if these diseases are so, then pretty much anybody that listens to Free Talk Live and anybody involved with Free Talk Live has a genuine disease.
Which disease is that?
Oppositional defiance disorder.
I've got that one.
That's in the, whatever.
In the DSM.
DSM-5.
Or
yeah.
The big book of crazy, as Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends likes to call it.
Yeah.
But that, I'm a psychology major. I got a bachelor's in psychology. But, one of the things I did is when I did one of my papers, I said, hey, look, ADHD, this is not a disease. It's not. You're just
disease? So, one of the symptoms in the diagnostic handbook for ADHD is that the person, or it's usually a child, so let's just call it a child. The child is a problem for their teachers or their parents. What other disease has as a symptom the fact that other people consider you a problem,
Yeah, and that's an interesting one, too, because, and I'll never forget this, but in the 90s, there was an issue of Men's Health where they said that they did a study where they had kids with ADHD, and they extended the recess period from 1 hour to 2 hours, and suddenly those kids would come back into class, and, they were calm as Hindu cows. And, there was no, So it's just a difference. It's just that they have a lot more energy and things like that.
Maybe something's wrong with you if you can sit still all day in a boring classroom.
Yeah, I think there is something wrong if you can handle sitting in an institution like that.
Yeah.
You just sit, if sitting for more than an hour is unhealthy, you've got to get up and do something.
Yeah.
I mean, and then you hear the stories of the people who say, honestly, I just really can't focus. There's something with my mind. When I take these drugs, they really help me. And I don't want to discount those people's experience, but I do think that at least we can say that these are really overdiagnosed. Kids are getting given drugs that they don't really understand how these drugs work. They don't understand the long-term effects of those drugs. And perhaps in a lot of cases, it's simply the fact that the adults, you know, kind of want to shut the kid up and get them to calm down and think the easiest solution is giving them a pill.
Indeed.
Yeah, that is definitely true. I think that's true. And, you know, I agree. It's overdiagnosed. Too many people, yeah, take pills for things that are just, you know, it's something that you just need to get through, you know, in life.
Mm. Now, Steve, have you ever read Thomas Zaza's work? He was a psychiatrist, and he basically said that these aren't diseases at all. They're simply just differences. They're just differences in the way people's minds work. And perhaps someone with schizophrenia or some other, you know, quote unquote mental illness is basically just trying to tell you, look, I'm in pain. And they're expressing it in a kind of a way that other people find strange. Do you kind of go that far?
Well, I've never read that book. That sounds good.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to look into that. I don't know.
Cool. Well,
you
the
know,
author
I,
is
I
Thomas
just,
Zaz.
Oh, hey,
and,
hold, sorry.
Yeah. No, you go ahead.
Well, yeah, I've just never gone that far. Like in college, you know, in psychology, like studying psychology, I put it all aside. Like, I didn't really agree with any of my professors, and all the way through.
Yeah, what are you doing now? Are you working in the psychiatry field or psychology?
No, I went to sales.
Yeah.
Just selling.
Yeah, I think that's a common experience. And
do you feel like the degree was useful?
Yeah, I think so.
You think you can use it for your sales degree? Use it for your sales career?
What about you, Mark? I mean, you're in sales also. Do you feel like you need psychology for selling? Or you use psychological knowledge or whatever?
I think sales is follow-up. I think it...
persistence.
Yeah, just reaching out to people over and over again, making sure that they have what they need to make a decision, helping them to make a decision, finding out what they need to make a decision, mm-hmm. you know, honesty, those kind of things. You know, follow-up and honesty, you'll... do fine.
Yeah. Steve, thank you for calling in tonight. It's great to hear your perspective as someone who's been sort of in the field. Appreciate your thoughts tonight. And 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live is the number to call if you want to talk to us.
You know, I got to agree. I've always felt very weird about, like, disease, you know, the mental diseases. It's such a strange thing. In fact, even, like, you know, people talk about this chemical imbalance stuff. As I understand it, there's no evidence that people are born with the chemical imbalances.
Yeah, what do they have, a Prozac deficiency?
it's very weird. The DSM-5 or the DSM in general, it reads like...
Not only that, but the history of mental illness is one of how can we get these people out of the way.
That's what it was all about for so long.
Yeah. Chemical torture, basically. Look into electroshock therapy or insulin therapy. There's more coming up on Free Talk Live.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
I'm Chuck Woolery. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I really don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream. It's an arthritis pain relief cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn. It isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee, so you can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back. You know, the stuff really works. Get Australian Dream at Walgreens, CVS, or Walmart. You'll be glad you did.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the last segment of tonight's show. If you want to get your calls in, now's the time to do it at 855-450-3733. Or you can call us on Skype at lrn.fm. And with you tonight, it's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
All right. So, sorry, I'm a little distracted here. I was getting a message on Skype saying, I'd like to call in. So, yes, caller, please go ahead and call in whenever you're ready. No problem. And, okay, I think, you know, if we don't have any calls right now, I think we might as well continue this college story. Oh, but we do have a call coming in. So.
Okay,
let's go to him. So I think we got Pizza Guy on the line. Is that right? Pizza Guy?
Hey, it's me. Yes.
Hey, Pizza Guy. What's going on? Hey. You're on Free Talk Live.
Awesome. Well, I'm really trashed. I thought I'd fallen in the last bits of the show to make delivery guy complaints.
I'm
curious.
What do delivery guys complain about in the dark? And what are you supposed to tip these people? I have yet to figure it out.
Tip them as much as possible.
Well, yeah, well, that's always what the answer is. But
$100.
When I started, like $7. So okay, it's not about. So a server, you're supposed to tip a percentage, but as a driver, really, it's kind of a flat rate. I don't care if all you ordered was breadsticks. You owe me a full tip because it's the same amount of work if I'm driving there or not.
Indeed.
So does it depend on the time it takes to drive or the mileage or anything like that?
Yeah, well, no, the time. You should consider the time. So if you live way down in, well, Eagle Run and Fargo here, but if you live way down in the middle of nowhere, you should be tipping better because it's taking up my time, right? Like the more deliveries, the more turnover I have, the more deliveries I can make. And when I take your far away delivery, I'm giving up deliveries I could be taking near that are roughly the same amount of tip. So it's costing money.
Every time you say yes to something, you say no to something else, right?
Yeah, no. You know, delivery driving is so beautiful for me from a young age. It's like being a small business owner. The faster you go, the more money you make. That's why I run up third floor apartments. It's a great job. I like it.
And did you have do you have insurance as a driver? We had this question come up a little earlier in the show. I don't know if you heard it, but Mark was speculating that most people who do driving, like for delivery purposes, don't.
When I delivered pizza, I certainly didn't call my insurance company and say, "Hey, I'm delivering pizzas now. Do you have the pizza delivery guy insurance plan?"
Yeah, I can neither confirm nor deny that I want to talk about that.
Got it.
All right. Yeah, but so, Mark, you had asked how much. You know, when I started a solid 10 years ago, as a lowly college student, the average trip was about $2. Anything less than that was an insult. It's getting to be $3 is probably what I consider, and, you know, $5 is regular and decent.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, and yeah, again, it's not about the size of the order. Although, if you're ordering $200 worth of pizza, you better tip more than $5, right?
Yeah, I was thinking at least $5. I mean, and maybe even more if it's a big order or if they're driving far away.
Yeah.
Do you want it to be higher if it's in the winter? Should it be a higher amount?
Yeah, you know, well, that is actually kind of an interesting thing. Yeah, you know, in the winter it should be higher, but we have more volume in the winters, so
people don't want to leave their houses.
Yeah, right. So in the summer, really, is, I mean, if you're going to be conscious about it. But what's really interesting is that in extraordinarily inclement weather is actually when tips go down. Because people who are good tippers who are conscious go, oh, I'm not going to order pizza, which really, I mean, if we showed up to work, we want to deliver pizzas, right?
Wow.
So people who care don't order. And the people who are like, I'm entitled to food because it's bad weather, but they don't tip, those are the ones that order. So tips actually go down in bad weather.
Wow, that's interesting.
Very interesting. And how much do you make hourly as a pizza delivery person?
Yeah, in North Dakota, they're actually allowed to put us on server wages when we're on the road.
You're kidding me.
Wow. So it's like $2 an hour?
It's $4.85 in North Dakota. So it's not, at least that's what Pizza Hut does. But,
thank you for your service, I have to say.
Yeah, wait a minute. I thought North Dakota was this booming economy. Can we get these guys paid?
Yeah.
Well, what is this?
Well, and actually, it's kind of interesting you say that. We can't keep people, we're super understaffed, and they're actually finally, years later, coming in and raising the rates. But recently, they passed the server wage thing in North Dakota, and then they cut everybody's wage. And it's the central CEO, I don't know, wet dream that they all believe that, oh, higher wages don't buy better employers. But lo and behold, after they cut everyone's wages, slowly I was the number 4 driver. Now I'm the fastest driver. Why? Because all the other ones just went elsewhere. They found better economic opportunities because you were paying less. You can't beat supply and demand.
Indeed you can't, and it doesn't matter how many business degrees you have.
No, it does not. But, yeah, what I really wanted to make sure I got out tonight, though, is people stay off my roads if you're not competent to drive. And if there's more than one lane, don't go the same speed as the person next to you.
Yeah, that's frustrating. You should, if you find yourself sort of doing that I'm alongside the person next to me thing, you should just speed up a little bit and get in front of, or slow down a little bit and get behind them. But I would like to say, as far as being competent on the road, no one knows whether they're competent or not. No one is competent, but no one knows whether they're competent.
No one's competent except Mark and Pizza Guy.
Well, it's like saying stop being stupid. Stupid people don't know they're stupid. Yeah. And there's no solution for it.
It's unconscious incompetence, right? It's like, you know, when you don't know that you're not able to do something, right?
Well, in a survey, something like 90% of people thought they were better than 50% of drivers on the road.
Indeed.
It's amazing, you know, and isn't this always the argument that, look, well, people need to be licensed when they're on the road. They need their license. Oh, yeah, because clearly that's making everybody such grand drivers. I mean, we're only having these issues or some odd 30,000 to between 30 and 300,000 people dying a year on the road.
Well, I welcome our great computer overlord that's going to drive us from one place to another.
No, bring
the Google cars.
No.
I want to be able to sleep on my way to work.
Now they have delivery drones coming out. Project Wing.
That's going to take care of your job there. Bit delivery guy.
Well, Pizza Guy just dropped off, but I wonder if that was all he had to say.
I suspect it was.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, Pizza Guy, for the call. he broke up with me before I could break up with him.
How does that make you feel?
I feel hurt.
Wait a minute, why are you feeling hurt? I'm right here.
Nobody likes to be broken up with.
I wonder how is Project Wing going to deliver pizzas? I wonder if...
They're going to make a delivery drone, and they're going to slide a pizza in it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, have you guys ever worked as either a server or as a delivery person?
Sure, I've done both of those jobs.
Okay. What I wanted to ask Pizza Guy was, did a girl ever invite you into her house? Did a smoking hot girl ever answer the door and invite you in to share the pizza with her?
When they ordered the big sausage.
That's the only time.
I did have one offer the opportunity to come back after work.
Oh, my.
I was a little put off. Three children.
Wow.
So that was my really one issue there. She was attractive and certainly, I mean, it takes a lot emotionally to just say, hey, why don't you come back after you get off work? To a person who's wearing a red, white, and blue pullover top and a visor cap, right? I mean.
Yeah. I have had coworkers ask me to go into the walk-in cooler and, hey, could you help me reach the onions? And, that turned into.
That's what the kids are calling it these days.
Oh, yeah. And that turned into a very interesting situation. So, with customers.
You said fast food has its own lingo, right? Like,
entirely.
When
yes.
there's a hot customer.
Yeah, it's called an ice check, and that means because there's an ice bin on each side of, at drive-through and up front at the front counter, and so you say, hey, can I get an ice check to see if there's enough ice, and really that's just code word for, hey, there's somebody hot up here. The other one to use is if you're at there's a particular restaurant chain that offers small and large chilies, and they will ask, they'll say, hey, can I get a medium chili from the drive-through, or can I get a medium chili from up front? There is no medium chili, and so it's a code word for the fact that there's someone very attractive, either at the window or up front. So there's a lot of this little stuff that you learn about.
But reaching the onions is not widely known, right?
No, that's not widely known. But I can say that that having fun in the, not just the walk-in cooler, but the walk-in freezer makes for a very interesting situation.
It doesn't sound like you'd stay in there too long.
No. You'd be surprised because it really makes it interesting. It makes it great because your bodies are so cold that you're just like you're dying to be next to each other to feel the warmth. And I have to say, it's some of the best physical contact I've ever had.
There you go.
What an image.
I was as PC as I could be right there.
Oh, man.
These kind of things happen. I got touched, groped, and the whole thing.
Wait, so you got sexually harassed at work
yes.
at the server?
Mm-hmm. I have found women sexually harass me a great deal when I'm working at different places. Now, I was younger then. And
I get the same.
It's not like they bother me. Hey, go ahead. But, yeah, I mean, absolutely. I like it. Thank God for that.
There you go. Mark likes to be sexually harassed. Write that down.
I had, at Clear Channel, I had one gal come in, kick the door closed, and say, take your clothes off. I didn't, but it was funny.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll be back tomorrow, freetalklive.com. In the meantime, thanks for tuning in. We're done.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.